From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. State Department has released its annual report on human trafficking, which looks at 188 governments' efforts to combat modern-day slavery. The report was released by Secretary of State John Kerry.
When we talk about human trafficking, we're talking about slavery, modern-day slavery, that still today claims more than 20 million victims on any given time.
Eight countries were added to the list of nations considered the worst offenders in human trafficking. They are Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attack this week on the Istanbul airport were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The death toll from the blast at Europe's third busiest airport increased to 44, 230 others wounded. Sonar Choptai, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute, tells VOA it looks like something Islamic State militants would carry out.
The modus operandi of the operation looks like this is ISIS. How so? Multiple attacks, simultaneous attacks, attackers who mow down people with machine guns in order to cause the most number of casualties and then detonating themselves. That's also ISIS.
Police conducted raids on 16 locations in three Istanbul neighborhoods Thursday, arresting 13 people suspected to have links to the Islamic State. And authorities say they have arrested 10 people in connection with attacks in Burkina Faso and Ivory Coast, most of them charged with providing help and shelter to jihadists. This is VOA News.